那么我们今天读的这节诗呢，是《圣典伯加瓦坛》第二篇第七章“起特殊作用的化身”的第七十节。译文和要旨由施拉塔布帕提供。译文：像主希瓦那样极为伟大的人物，可以凭他们愤怒的瞥视战胜色欲的人格化身，但却摆脱不了他们的愤怒所产生的巨大影响。可是这种愤怒永远都进入不了超越一切他至尊主的心，因此他的心中怎么可能有色欲的立足之处呢？要旨：当主希瓦在进行严格的苦修冥想时，色欲之神丘比特向他射出了性欲之箭。希瓦对此很生气，于是狂怒地看了一眼丘比特。丘比特的身体像顷刻便顷刻化为乌有，可是希瓦虽然如此强大，却摆脱不了这种愤怒的影响。然而看主威士努的行为举止，就会发现任何愤怒在任何时候都影响不了他。相反，当布瑞古穆尼故意踢至尊主的胸膛以考验他的容忍度时，至尊主非但没有生布瑞古穆尼的气，反而请他原谅，并说自己的胸部太硬，可能会使布瑞古穆尼的腿受到严重的伤害。至尊主的身上有表明他宽容布瑞古穆尼的布瑞古帕达的标志，所以至尊主既然从不受任何愤怒的影响，那么这个力量比愤怒要弱的色欲又怎么能够会在他的心中有立足之处呢？色欲或贪图享受的欲望得不到满足时，就会产生愤怒，但在根本不存在愤怒的情况下，哪有色欲的立足之地呢？至尊主又被称为是 Aptakarma， 意思是他自己就能够满足自己的愿望，他不需要别人帮助他满足自己的愿望。至尊主是无限的，所以他的愿望也是无限的。除了至尊主本人，所有的生物在各个方面都是有限的，而有限者又怎么能够满足无限者的愿望呢？结论是，绝对的人格守神既没有色欲也没有愤怒，即使绝对者有时展示出了色欲和愤怒，也应该视其为是绝对的祝福。译文：像主希瓦那样极为伟大的人物，可以凭借他们愤怒的瞥视战胜色欲的人格化身，但却摆脱不了他们的愤怒所产生的巨大影响。可是这种愤怒永远都进入不了超越一切的他至尊主的心，因此他的心中怎么可能有色欲的立足之地呢？阿叔。
Amaginati Mirandasya Genanjana Shalakaya Shakshul Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Namahum Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Shrimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Tinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Prasharine Nirvashesha Shunavari Prashatadesha Tarine Shri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Svapadantikam जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गरदार श्रीवासरी गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे इन दिस मटेरियल वर्ल्ड practically everyone, including even Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, what to say of great demigods, everybody is subject to the influence of the sense objects.
那么在这个物质世界，包括主 Brahma 和主 Shiva， 所以就更不用提那些半神人们了，大家都是被这个物质能量所影响的。
Certainly Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva have a greater control.
那么毫无疑问呢， 主 Brahma 和主 Shiva 他们有更强的控制力。
But sometimes they were influenced by material energy.
但有的时候呢，他们就是会被物质的能量所影响的。
Certainly, in most of those instances were Krishna's arrangements for some purpose.
但是有的时候呢，这些情况它是被这个 Krishna 所特别的所安排的，是为了要达成一定的目的。
Like Lord Shiva was in deep meditation, he was agitated by Parvati.
比如说，主 Shiva 他处在一个深度的冥想之中，但是呢，他却被 Parvati 所搅扰。
In the beginning, he kind of controlled himself.
那在最开始的时候呢，他是可以控制他自己的。
But eventually, he had to satisfy her desire.
但是最终呢，他还是要去满足 Parvati 的愿望。
And as a result, a great personality was born, Kartikeya.
那也就这个呢，使得一位伟大的人物 Kartikeya 降生了。
But in the material world, there is a natural attraction between the senses and the object of the senses.
但是在物质世界呢，在感官和感官对象之间，他们本来就是有一个非常天然的吸引。
And Krishna mentions this very clear in the beginning of the Bhagavad Gita, in chapter 2, text 62 and 63.
那么 Krishna 呢，在《不杂梵歌》的开篇的第二章的第62和第63十节，就非常的清晰的描述了这一点。
You can read the two verses, please.
Okay, 这两个十节是这样的：第62十节，注视或想念感官对象，就会对其产生依恋，由这种依恋产生出物质享乐的欲望。由物质享乐的欲望产生出愤怒，然后第63十节，愤怒导致错觉，错觉使记忆迷乱，当记忆迷乱时，智力就会丧失，智力一丧失，人就重新的坠入了物质泥潭。
So the word Krishna uses, I don't know if it's the right translation in Chinese, is by contemplating the objects of the senses.
所以说呢，这个在英文里面用的这个词儿，就是通过去观想感官对象。
It's not just to look casually.
所以呢，它并不是说是只是随便的那么一看。
It's not just an encounter with a casual encounter with the object of the senses.
这不是说是就是这么偶然的看了一眼那个感官的对象。
But really, to be start thinking about the object of the senses.
而是呢，真正的开始，琢磨去考虑这个感官对象。
Develop an intention to enjoy this object of the senses.
他呢，而且呢，是在发展一种意图，是要去享受这个感官对象。
This is how we develop material desires in the material world because of this contact with the object of the senses, and we want to, we desire to enjoy them.
那这个呢，也就是我们在这个物质世界所培养出我们的这个欲望的这种方式。也就是说呢，当我们开始去观想这个物质的这个感官对象以后呢，我们就产生了一种想法，我们需要去享乐它。
Because the senses require engagement.
因为这个感官它其实是需要去从事活动的。
The eyes look for forms.
比如说这个眼睛，它就是在去寻找着要去看的形象。
The nose look for smells, aromas.
我们的鼻子呢，它就是在去寻找要去闻到美丽的香味。
Our ears are attracted to sounds.
那我们的耳朵呢，就会被声音所吸引。
Our tongue is attracted to taste things.
我们的舌头呢，它就被吸引着要去品尝。
So they require the senses. They require these engagements.
所以说呢，这些感官他们就是需要去获得这些活动的，需要去从事这些事情。
But if they are not engaged in the transcendental loving service of the Lord, then naturally they look for engagement in the objects of the senses, try to enjoy the object of the senses in a selfish way.
所以说，如果这些感官它没有从事对至尊主的这个爱的 服务的话，那么他就会去寻找这个物质的感官对象，然后从而呢去从中获得满足感。
So the only way to not be victimized by the material objects of the senses is to have always our senses engaged in a loving service of the Lord. There is no other way.
所以说呢，唯一的让自己不去陷入这个物质感官享乐的就是唯一让自己不变成物质感官享乐的受害者的方法，就是总是去从事对主的爱，怀着爱的奉献服务的活动。
So nobody should think that if you start thinking about contemplating some object of the senses, you will not be attracted. Nobody should think like that.
就谁都不能够认为你一边观想着这个感官对象，然后呢还肯定的觉得自己不会被这个感官对象所吸引。
No, you cannot defeat material energy.
是不可能的，因为我们是不可能击败物质能量的。
The only way is to have our senses engaged elsewhere to see everything in relationship with Krishna.
那所以唯一的这个解决方法就是让自己的感官它总是去寻找能够和 Krishna 相关联的事物。
So we want, yes, we want object of the senses for our eyes. We see the beautiful form of the Lord, the pictures of the Lord. We see things that are, we can easily relate with the Lord.
那比如说呢，我们希望让我们的眼睛去看到什么呢？看到主的美丽的身形，然后呢，让这个眼睛去看到容易和主 Krishna 相连接的那些事物。
And when we see something beautiful in this world, either a person or a scenery, we relate that with the Lord. This is just a manifestation of the beauty of the Lord.
那么当我们看到一个长得很漂亮的人或者是一片美景的时候呢，我们就可以把它和主相连接在一起，因为我们可以说这其实只不过是主的美丽的一个展现。
It's for the pleasure of the Lord. These beautiful things are there for the pleasure of the Lord.
那么所以说这些美丽的事情之所以存在的原因呢，就是由于这都是为了要让主开心才会存在的。
So we have to be always Krishna conscious in order to not be defeated by the object of material senses.
所以呢，为了让自己不被这个物质感官的这个享乐的对象所击败，我们就一直要让自己保存在 Krishna 知觉的状态之下。
Otherwise, we would certainly be victimized.
否则的话呢，我们就一定会成为受害者。
As Krishna says, you contemplate, we start thinking about the object of the senses, then you develop attachment for them.
就像 Krishna 他所讲的，当你去注视着这个感官对象的时候，你就开始去想着这些感官对象，然后呢你就开始培养出了对他们的依恋之情。
You develop attachment, and from that attachment there is the desire to enjoy it, lust.
当你培养出了对这个感官对象的依恋之情的时候呢，你就会产生一种欲望，你就希望能够去享受这个感官对象。
And then from lust, anger comes.
然后呢，就从这个欲望呢，就产生出了愤怒。
Why from lust anger comes?
可是为什么从欲望就会产生出愤怒呢
？Because lust, the desire to enjoy the object of the senses, cannot really satisfy the self.
因为呢，这个由于色欲而产生的这个要去享受的这个情绪呢，它实际上是没有办法真正的让自我得到满足的。
We cannot be fully satisfied by trying to enjoy the material object of the senses. It's impossible because it's not part of us.
因为我们不可能通过去享受感官对象而让自己得到完全的满足感，因为这本来就不属于我们的一部分。
Our senses, the only reason we have senses is to engage them in pleasing the senses of the Lord.
那么我们有这个感官的唯一的原因就是要用我们的这个感官去从事让主快乐的事情。
To engage always the senses in pleasing the senses of the Lord.
所以呢就总是要让我们的感官去从事活动，然后让这个活动呢能够去让主开心。
And to engage the object of the senses, whatever is there, engage, use everything in Krishna's service because all these things belong to Krishna's creation.
因为所有的这一切呢都是属于 Krishna 的，都是 Krishna 的创造。所以说呢就要让这个观众去从事的这些活动都要用作对主的服务之中。
Like for instance, a man may become attracted to the beauty of a woman.
比如说一位男子呢他很自然的会被女子的美丽所吸引。
But there is no really beauty in the form of a woman.
但事实上呢这个女子的这个形象她其实并没有真正的美丽。
It's just an illusion.
这其实只不过是一种幻象而已。
It's just a little layer of skin covering a combination of blood, muscles, veins, all kinds of pipes and dirty things that are inside these bodies.
这只不过是一层薄薄的皮儿，它把这个身体里面的所有的这些肌肉啊，还有这个血管啊，还有这个各种各样的这种管道啊。还有这个血啊，就是全部把它给组合起来，这么一个东西被这个皮肤所遮起来了。
So the people are attracted just to this little thin layer of skin that is covering many, many, many disgusting things.
所以呢，我们就想象一下，它其实就是这一层很薄的这个皮肤，它把这么多特别恶心的那些东西呢，都给遮起来了。
And you know, today it looks very attractive. After a few years, the wrinkles and everything is not anymore the same.
而且呢，比如说今天我们看起来这个被皮肤遮起来的这个状态呢是很美的，但是再过几年以后呢，所有这些这个皱纹呢全都产现了。那产生了皱纹以后的这个状态呢就也不一样了。
It's just a temporary manifestation of illusion. You know, it looks like beauty, but it's what?
所以呢，这只不过是在幻象中的一个临时的展现而已。它看起来很美，其实并不美。
So we have to divert our attention, our thoughts, to Krishna.
所以呢，我们必须要把我们的这个专注，把我们的想法要转向 Krishna。
We should not engage our senses in this, in trying to enjoy or be satisfied with this.Illusory material beauty.
所以呢，我们不要把我们的这个感官用作去享受这些这个临时而存在的这些美丽的事情上。
Beauty is there in Krishna.
那么这个美丽呢是居于 Krishna 之中的。
So if we apply our senses in contact with Krishna, then we experience the real beauty.
所以如果我们要是把我们的这个感官用于对 Krishna 相连的事物的话，那我们就能够真正的体验到真正的美丽了。
So we see that the example of Haridas Thakur, he was a very young devotee of the Lord, very beautiful, very, very, very handsome.
所以呢我们也提到了 Haridas Thakur 的例子。Haridas Thakur 呢他是主的一位非常年轻的奉献者，他很俊美。
At one time, he was allured, He was enticed by Maya Devi herself.
那有一次呢，他就被 Maya Devi 本人诱惑。
She came here disguised as a beautiful woman.
他呢把自己打扮成了一位非常美丽的女子，来到 Haridas Thakur 面前。
And nobody can create more feminine attraction than Maya Devi, who is the superintendent of material energy.
那么这个 Maya Devi 呢，它是物质的能量，所以呢，没有任何一个人能够把自己装扮的比 Maya Devi 要更加的漂亮了。
She knew all the tricks in order to attract the senses of Haridas Thakur.
所以说呢，为了要去吸引哈瑞达斯的哈瑞达斯塔库尔的这个感官，他使用了各种各样的诡计。
The way she poses herself.
比如说，还有就是她的这种身姿，她的婀娜的身姿。
The way her feminine gestures.
还有她的这个女性化的这些这个姿态。
Her attracting looking.
她把自己打扮得非常的这个吸引，具有吸引力。
Her sweet voice.
还有她甜美的声音。
She's perfect. She's material energy personified.
因为她是物质能量的人格化身，所以说呢，她把自己装扮的是完全完美的样子。
But Haridasa Thakur passed the test.
但是 Haridasa Thakur 经历住了这个考验。
Because he was absorbed in chanting the holy names of the Lord.
因为他完全让自己沉醉在对主的圣名的唱诵之中。
He lost attraction because of attraction to the holy name of the Lord. He lost attraction for material sense gratification.
就是由于他深深的被主的圣名所吸引，所以说呢，这个物质的感官享乐对他是没有吸引力的。
So we have a means to deal with this attraction between the senses and the object of the senses and do not be victimized by them.
所以说呢，为了不让自己成为感官享乐的这个受害者，我们是有处理的方法的。
So we have to be, first we have to be very careful.
所以首先呢，我们要让自己变得非常的小心。
Avoid thinking about the object of the senses that our senses naturally encounter in our daily life.
所以呢，要尽量的避免让我们的这个感官去想着我们在每日的生活中会遇到的那些感官对象。
And in order to do that, we have to be somehow engaged in Krishna service.
那为了能够做到这一点呢，我们必须要让自己通过各种各样的形式致力在对 Krishna 的服务之中。
And the best way to be always engaged is chanting the holy names.
所以呢，最好的让自己一直处于这样的活动之中的方法，就是总是去唱诵圣名。
Because other engagements for the senses we may not have opportunity during the day, but chanting the holy name is always accessible. It's always there.
因为其他的那些活动在这一天中呢，可能不一定总是那么容易的去做，但是呢，唱诵圣名是随时随地都可以去做的。
So we go, you go about our daily life doing what we have to do, but we just do because it has to be done, but we don't need to put our hearts in everything we do.
所以呢，我们每天呢依然要去完成我们每天需要完成的工作，因为我们是不可能避免去做这些工作的。但是呢，当我们在从事这些工作的时候，我们不需要把我们自己的这个心意完全放在这些工作上。
Our contemplation, our thinking should be put on Krishna and things connected with Krishna.
我们的所思，我们的所想，必须呢要都放置在 Krishna 的身上，然后呢要想着我们怎么和 Krishna 相连接。
And every opportunity we have, we should be chanting in the holy names, either loud or softly or within our minds, but be with the holy name when there is an opportunity, when there is no need of concentration on anything.
所以说呢，当我们在唱诵这个圣名的时候，我们或者是这个大声的唱，或者是小声的唱，但无论怎么样的时候，我们此时就是把我们的这个观想的这个注意力全部都放在这个圣名上，而不用去放在其他的事情上。
And as we said last time, you know, two Sundays ago, the best way is to control the senses is by first controlling the tongue.
那就好像在上两周的这个讲课里面，我们就讲到了这个最好的控制感官的首当其冲要做的事情，就是去控制我们的舌头。
As we know, the tongue has two functions. One is to talk, and the other is to taste things.
因为我们知道这个舌头呢，它一共有两个功能，一个呢是讲话，另外一个是品尝。
there's a tendency to be to talk. We get along, get together with other people. We want to talk.
所以呢，我们总是有一个想要去说话的倾向。当我们和人在一起的时候呢，我们就想说话。
But you should refrain from talking nonsense.
但是呢，我们一定要让自己，就是管，就是要让自己不要去讲胡言乱语。
Talk, and unnecessary things is we should avoid that.
所以我们一定要避免去讲那些不必要的话。
Yes, sometimes in our professions we have to talk, we have to say things, but you just do as professionals. We don't need to put our hearts in this type of talks. We don't need so passionate about all this type of talks.
那比如说有的时候我们在工作的时候呢，我们的这个工作内容就是需要我们去说话，但是我们在说话的时候呢，我们不需要让自己全情投入的去讲话，我们只要去讲我们自己专业上的那点事儿就可以了。
We do, just as professionals we do, but we don't need to put our hearts, our thinking, our attraction, we don't need.
所以说呢，我们只要去我们只要去把我们在专业上的这点话说好了就好了，而不需要全情的去非常的满怀激情的去谈。
And if the opportunity is there, and the open opportunity is there, we should either speak about Krishna or chant the holy names.
而且如果要是有任何的机会的话呢，我们就要不然就要谈论跟 Krishna 相关的话题，要不然就应该去念诵圣名。
Because if you give in to talk useless things, and then we start doing that amongst the devotees, and eventually.Because of this tendency, you're going to start fault finding the devotees.
因为如果我们要是恣意的让自己去滋养我们的这个谈话的，就是讲话的这种倾向的话，那最终我们就会变得要去在别人的身上去挑错了，特别是在奉献者身上去挑错。
And then we fall into criticism, and you commit offenses.
而且呢，当我们变得要去批评人的时候呢，我们就会冒犯。
So avoid useless talks.
所以我们一定要避免不必要的谈话。
And if he has nothing to talk about, just chant Hare Krishna.
但如果我们要是没什么可说了的话呢，我们就念诵 Hare Krishna。
It's not that big. We just chant 16 rounds and that's it.
并不是说我们每天念了十六圈之后呢就完事大吉了。
Srila Prabhupada said 16 rounds with our japa beads.
Srila Prabhupada 说呢，用我们的念珠念十六圈。
And out of our beads, 60 million of rounds.
但是如果在没有念珠的这个情况下的话呢，我们要念 16 million rounds.
Yes, 16 million.
要念1600万圈。
So means chanting all the time.
那也就意味着说我们一直要念诵。
This is how Haridas Thakur was not caught by Maya Devi because you were chanting all the time.
那这也就是为什么 Haridas Thakur 他没有被 Maya Devi 所捕获的原因，就是因为他一直都在念诵。
Anybody else in this situation would have succumbed to Maya Devi and would have fallen down.
那么任何其他的人当这样的被 Maya Devi 所这个诱惑的时候，一定是会成为 Maya Devi 的阶下囚的。
This is not just an ordinary woman. This is Maya Devi herself.
因为就是这位女子呢，她并不是一个普通的女子，她是 Maya Devi 本人。
Very, very attractive, very powerful.
她非常的有力量，而且也是非常的具有吸引力的。
But because he was always absorbed in chanting, then he could pass the test.
但是呢，就是由于他一直都让自己沉醉在念诵之中，所以呢，他就通过了这个考试。
And the other aspect of the tongue is to taste things.
那这个舌头的另外一个功能呢，就是去品尝。
And that we already mentioned, don't eat food that is cooked by non-devotees. Avoid by all means.
那我们已经提到了，就是 我们要用各种各样的方法避免去吃由非奉献者所做的食物。
Because that affects our consciousness, and then we become victimized by the object of the senses. The attraction is there, it develops.
因为那个呢，它就会去影响我们的意识，然后使我们变成了这个感官对象的这个牺牲品，因为这个吸引本来就会是在那儿的。
And when we are with others, either others, outsiders or devotees, don't do anything, don't dress in any way that you create a lusty attraction between men and women. Don't do any of these things.
而且呢，当我们在外面和这个奉献者在一起，以及和非奉献者在一起的时候，我们一定要注意自己的穿着打扮，不要让自己有任何的这种去吸引别人的这种，就是在从这个身体的方面去吸引别人的这种装扮。
So, but the best thing, and that's what we should begin, is to control our tongue.
但是呢，我们所控制的这个最好的方式是从控制我们的舌头开始。
Because if you control the tongue, then it is very easy to control the other senses.
因为呢，当你控制了舌头之后呢，去控制其他的那些感官就变得很容易了。
If you control the other senses, but you don't control the tongue, is considered like not being in control of the senses.
如果你要是控制了别的感官而没有控制自己的舌头的话，那其实别的那些感官其实也是没有被控制住的。
So it means that eventually you're going to fail in controlling the other senses.
也就是说呢，终极来说你是会这个就是一切都是枉然，别的这些感官呢也都没有办法被控制住。
So avoid useless talks, particularly when we are in devotees. Avoid by all means useless talks. Talk about Krishna, chant Hare Krishna, and take only Krishna prasad.
所以说呢，一定要避免闲谈。特别是在和奉献者在一起的时候，不要去谈其他那些话题，就尽量是去谈这个跟 Krishna 相关的话题，去念诵圣名，然后呢，仅仅是荣耀 Krishna 的 prasadam。
In this way, we can be experience inner satisfaction, and we don't need the external objectTo enjoy the external object of the senses because we have inner satisfaction.
因为在这样的方式之下呢，我们就能够培养出来自于内心的满足感，然后我们也就不会对外在的那些感官的对象所被他们所吸引了，因为我们内心是非常满足的。
So the devotees can, they can and they should be the most happy people.
所以说呢，这个奉献者本来就可以让自己成为最快乐的人。
Because they are always engaged in Krishna service.
因为呢，奉献者他总是让自己在从事着对 Krishna 的服务。
And anybody engaged always in Krishna service has to be happy.
那么任何一个总是在为 Krishna 服务的人，他就一定会快乐。
Always happy.
所以总是会很快乐。
So if you are not always happy, you should check out what we are not doing properly.
但是如果要是你没有处在一个总是快乐的一个状态的话，那就一定要检查一下到底什么地方出了错。
Beginning by seeing how much control of our tongue we have.
那首先我们要检查的就是我们到底有多么好的控制住了自己的舌头。
So take prasadam and chant Hare Krishna all the time.
所以说呢，我们要时刻的总是去荣耀 prasadam 和念诵圣名。
Don't take prasadam all the time.
对，就是不是总是荣耀 prasadam。
Take prasadam at the scheduled times, because that's the way how you control the stomach.
在这个规定的时间内去荣耀 prasadam， 因为这个呢也是我们去控制我们的胃的方式。
And don't eat very 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 rich prasad.
而且呢，也不要吃营养太丰富的 prasad.
Once in a while it's okay, but not always.
我们时不时的吃一下这个非常丰盛的prasad 是可以的，但是不要总是这样去吃。
Actually, our program is very, very simple, very easy.
事实上，我们的这个活动的这种设置是非常的简单的，是非常容易的。
And if you apply ourselves to our process, we can immediately from the very beginning experience a great satisfaction.
所以，如果我们要是真正的去按照这个方式去从事我们的这些活动的话，从一开始我们就能够感受到极大的满足感。
And the problem is that after some time we think that we are over this attraction that is there between the senses and the object of the senses, and you become we slack in our practice, and then you become victimized.
这个问题就在于，就当我们这个练习练了一段时间之后呢，我们就觉得我们已经征服了感官和感官对象之间的这种吸引，然后呢，我们就变得懈怠了，然后呢，我们就变成了这个玛雅 Devi 的阶下囚了。
So we have to be always alert.
所以呢，我们要时刻的警醒。
To know that this attraction is there, and we have to stay away from that by being always engaged in Krishna service.
所以我们就知道，就是这个感官对象的吸引，其实一直都是在那儿的。所以呢，我们就一定要总是通过去从事对 Krishna 的奉献服务，而让自己不要被这些感官对象所吸引。
We just have to take this process, take it as it is. Don't try to change things.
所以呢，我们呢要原汁原味、原本原样的去遵循我们所习练的这个方式，不要去做出任何的改变。
Krishna and Krishna's representatives, they know very well what is best for us.
Krishna 和 Krishna 的代表们，他们非常的清楚什么对我们是最好的。
So we just have to follow their plan, their process, and everything goes well with us.
所以说呢，我们要做的只是去按照他们所给予我们的这种方式去如其所如的遵循。那这样的话呢？我们就会很顺应的在这条路上行走。
Okay, we stop here, and if there is any question or comments.
Yeah, 所以呢，我们的讲课这个呢就到这里，看看大家有没有任何的问题。Sumukhi Ranama, 这个问题是从 Rajendra 那个跑步开始的是吧？感恩阿叔和翻译，我的问题是主希瓦是这个宇宙最伟大的奉献者，即纯粹奉献者。他怎么会愤怒的打扰呢？他怎么会受愤怒的打扰呢？纯粹奉献者可以愤怒，但怎么会被愤怒控制呢？如果被愤怒控制，还是纯粹奉献者吗？谢谢。The question is from Rajendra Prabhu. Ashu, thank you very much. My question is that since Lord Shiva is the greatest devotee and the purest devotee of this universe. How come he can be bothered by the anger? And also, it's okay for the pure devotee to show the anger. However, how come he can be controlled by the anger, by the rage? And if he is controlled by the rage, can he still be considered as a pure devotee? Thank you very much.
What happened with Lord Shiva at that particular moment, it was just a moment of seeing that it didn't continue. That is, his anger, it was just a momentary anger.
然后对于主希瓦身上所发生的这个事情呢，就是他的这个愤怒展现的只是在那一刻展现的愤怒，他并没有一直持续的那么愤怒下去。
But as we said, maybe it was in the first part of the class, sometimes great personalities like Lord Brahma seem to be victimized, externally victimized by material energy, but oftentimes it's Krishna's arrangement for some purpose, for some pastime.
但是呢，就在今天讲课的第一部分的时候，我们也提到了，就是像主希瓦这样伟大的人物，他有的时候从外在上来看呢，好像他成为了这个愤怒的牺牲品，他被这个愤怒所影响了。 但有很多时候呢，这其实是主为了一个特定的原因而做出的一个特别的安排。
So, and it's also a lesson for us, is that even if great personalities like Shiva can manifest anger, so we can be victimized by anger, so we have to be very careful. We are not at the level of Lord Shiva, so we have to be very careful to not be victimized.
那么所以说呢，这个对于我们来说是一个深刻的教导。就是像主希瓦这样一位伟大的人物，他都有可能成为愤怒的牺牲品。那么我们根本就没有达到主希瓦那样的层面，那我们也就更加的需要小心了。
So we have to be very, very careful.
所以呢，我们在我们的这个行为举止的过程中呢，我们一定要非常非常的小心。
So this is the lesson we learn from this great personality. Even though their manifestation of so-called anger or attraction for material sin, for lust, is a temporary thing. It's just a momentary thing.
所以呢，这些呢，就是我们从这些伟大的人物那里所学到的。那么。他们其实被这个感官对象所吸引，或者说是被这种色欲所吸引，然后展现出来的这些这个举动，但是只是一个短暂而临时的一种现象，并不是始终都会是这样的表现。
When Lord Shiva became angry with his younger brother because of his lack of respect, it was a momentarily thing that immediately disappeared.
所以呢，当主希瓦被他的这个小弟弟的不敬所扰怒的时候，这他只是就是在短暂的那一个片刻展现出了他的愤怒。
So, but it's an indication that even if great personalities can sometimes, even if temporarily, sometimes can manifest this problem, so we have to be.Extremely vigilant.
那但是呢，这个给我们的一个警示就是，作为一个伟大的人物，他也有可能在某一个片刻会被这种愤怒的这样的情绪所影响的。那所以对于我们来说呢，我们就一定要格外的警醒小心。
Next question.
Next question. Let me see.The next question still from Rajendra Prabhu. 女子的美丽只是一层皮，把里面的胆汁、尿液、粪便裹起来，裹着为什么还被这层皮所吸引呢？而忘记里面那些是臭烘烘的东西，是什么力量驱使人思念这层皮呢？ Rajendra Prabhu asked that the beauty of the pretty girls actually.Is only the beauty presented from that very thin layer of skin. However, inside has been covered with the bios, with the urines, and also stools, and all of those kind of smelly stuff. But why that will be so attractive to the others? And also why it's easy for us to forget all of those kind of smelly things which is under the cover?
What's the
它只是给我们展现了一个并非真实的表面的美丽的情景。
It's to allure our senses.
它是为了要去诱惑我们的感官。
But if you are Krishna conscious and we naturally have the right understanding and you say, why should I be attracted just to this layer of skin? It's a material thing. It's just the material elements combined together.To make look that is very attractive, but that's not really beauty.
但是如果我们真的要是具有 Krishna 知觉的话呢， 我们就会立刻的明白我为什么会被就是这些物质的这个元素所吸引呢。那么这些它其实只不过是一些物质形象的展示而已，它其实并不是。
You go for by this allurement if you are affected by ignorance.
所以呢，我们只有被愚昧的影响之下，才有可能会被这些诱惑所吸引。
Serve Krishna, then naturally we cannot be overpowered by illusion. We always have a clear understanding what is what.
但是如果这个虚幻的这些情景所虚云，而且我们总是会有一个很好的理解，知道到底什么都是什么。
And if happens that our senses come in contact with beautiful things in this world, don't contemplate, don't manifest the desire to enjoy these things, don't start thinking about those objects of the senses.
那么当我们的这个感官在这个物质世界触碰到了一些非常美丽的事物和情景的时候呢，我们要做的事情就是不要去观想它们，不要开始去培养要去享受它们的这种愿望。
So this is easy said than done, but in order to be easier to be done is that we have to be always engaged somehow or other in Krishna's service. Then there is no attraction for the material object of the senses. That's the only way.
所以说呢，这个说起来容易，做起来难，但是怎么能够让我们做起来也容易一些呢？就是让我们的这个感官总是去从事和 Krishna 相关的一些事情，而不是去做感官享乐相关的这些事情，那么这样呢就会比较容易的去做到了。
Unless we are our mind and senses are not always engaged in Krishna's service, then we can't be victimized by the material object of the senses.
那么所以如果我们要是不能够把我们的感官始终都致力在对这个 Krishna 相关的这个服务的活动中的时候，我们的这个感官其实是不能够抵御住这个感官对象对我们的这个吸引的。
So if by chance, if by some reason you become victimized by the object of the senses, you should try to recover as soon as possible and apply ourselves in devotional service more sincerely, more honestly, so then Krishna can protect us.
所以呢，如果我们要是出于某种的原因被这个物质的感官对象所吸引，而成为了这个物质感官对象的这种牺牲品的话，那我们立刻要做的事情就是要去更正从这种状态恢复出来。那我们要做的事情呢，就是尽量的让自己去从事和 Krishna 相，在这样做的时候呢， Krishna 他就会保护我们。
The next question.
The next question. The next question is from Sumukhi Radha Mataji. 顶拜敬爱的阿叔，请问有人认为奉献者之间超然的爱的关系是灵魂层面的吸引，请问被灵魂吸引和被皮囊吸引的区别是什么？怎么才知道自己喜欢的不是那类粪便和胆汁呢？ Please accept my very humble obeisances. Some people believe that the loving relationship between the 对不起啊，因为我这个一直在跑 the loving relationship between the devotees due to the attraction from the soul. What's the difference between the soul attraction versus of the superficial, you know, outside appearance, attraction. How do we know that what we like actually is a soul, but not the superficial skin?
If you want to enjoy separated from Krishna, if you develop an attraction separated from Krishna, then we know that is material attraction.
那如果我们要是在没有 Krishna 相连的这种状态下培养出了一种对事物的吸引之情的话， 那么这个就是一个物质的吸引。
And it's our exchanges with devotees are based on what devotees should be doing with each other, like exchanging gifts, you know, accepting, receiving gifts, giving prasad, receiving prasad, or opening our hearts in confidence, you know, and hear from other devotees, loving exchanges are there, then naturally, there is no material attraction.
但是如果我们要是和奉献者之间如果有一些爱心的这种交流的话，比如说我们彼此之间赠送礼物，我们接受礼物，我们赠送 prasada， 就是我们请这个朋友吃 prasada， 还有呢就是我们向这个奉献者的活动的时候，那我们也就会自然的有一种这个灵魂上的这种吸引。
You should always think this person that is in front of me, this devotee is a servant of the Lord. It's not for my enjoyment. It's not for my pleasure. It's not there to carry out my selfish interests.
那我们总是会想，在我面前的这个人，他是 Krishna 的奉献者，他并不是一个唯我独享的，让我去满足我的感官享乐的人。
And you should try to appreciate always.The good qualities the devotees have.
而且呢，我们也总是要去欣赏奉献者身上所展现出来的好的品质。
We are based on service.
那所以说呢，我们必须是要基于服务而建立起我们之间的这种关系。
If you start manifesting an attraction, a selfish attraction for sense enjoyment, then you should understand that.This is just material attraction. It's not the real love that should exist between devotees.
但是如果我们要是为了自己自私自利的那种满足感而去培养出这种关系的话，那我们就会知道，其实这个只不过就是一些物质的这个关系的展现而已，它并没有真正的有这个要去吸引主的这一方面的存在。
If our contacts with others evoke our desires for sense enjoyment, then it's material the way we are associated.
那么当我们在和其他人在联谊的时候，如果他要是唤醒了我们想要去享受物质的事物的时候，那我们也就知道了我们这种联谊其实是不对的。
So it should be always with great respect. That's what is developed love and affection, respect for each other, be understanding each other as servants of the Lord and accepting them as such.
那而且呢，我们在和别人在进行交流的时候呢，我们一定要总是怀着深深的这个尊敬之情，那这样才是一种培养爱的这种方式。而且呢，我们也知道他是主的仆人，而并不是我们自己所享乐的对象。
Okay, next question.
Yes, the next question. The next question is from Rajendra Prabhu. 您刚才说，在需要说话的工作中，不要全情投入，只需要说专业的语言。我的问题是。当我们讨论 Krishna 的时候，是否应该全身心的投入的去说？是全身说充满热情的去荣耀 Krishna 呢？就像您现在热情的描述瓦坛一样。Rajendra Prabhu's question said that just now you mentioned that sometimes in our job, we need to talk, so we only talk in our profession, but don't need to wholeheartedly.To involve in that talking. So my question is that when we discuss the topic about Lord Krishna, is that necessary for us to wholeheartedly to engage in this talk, very enthusiastically to glorify the Lord, just as you are doing right now, very wholeheartedly, enthusiastically to transcendental information from the Srimad Bhagavatam.
It's natural. It's natural. If we try to glorify the Lord and desire to glorify the Lord and begin glorifying the Lord, it's natural that we develop a great satisfaction, great enthusiasm. And that's very touching to other people. one sees the devotees are so, so enthusiastic, so happy to glorify the Lord. That really touched their hearts.
所以呢，这其实是一个非常的自然的一种现象，就是当我们开始去荣耀主，去讲述关于主的这个话题的时候，那我们其实就会产生一种心满意足的感觉，而且呢，我们也就会满怀热情的去这样去荣耀的时候呢，也就会非常的打动人，然后让别人也就能够很这个热情的，就也能处在这个比较热情的这种状态。
Because the Lord is the most wonderful personality, and to glorify Him is so, so wonderful, and He's such a wonderful person, to glorify Him is so satisfying.
那么主呢，他是如此美妙的一位人物，所以说呢，当在去荣耀他的时候呢，我们是会从中感到极大的这种满足感的，而且主他也是很开，他也会很开心的。
And He's the most loving person.
而且主呢，他是最怀有爱心的人了。
Well, naturally, anything in touch creates only happiness.
那么所以说呢，任何和 Krishna 相关联的来的就只有是快乐。
Yes, that's Krishna consciousness. The more we are in touch with the Supreme, the more happiness we experience.
那么这就是 Krishna 知觉，也就是我们越多的触碰到了至尊，那么我们越多的就能够体会到快乐。
There's no other way.
没有其他的方法。
Next question.
Yeah, the next question. The next question from Dina Tarini Mataji. 感恩阿叔和翻译，怎么理解本节诗要指最后的结论，关于绝对者和愤怒是祝福。Okay, her question is that how to understand the last part of the purport provided by Srila Prabhupada. Let me see the last point. The last sentence in conclusion, that the Supreme Lord.
I'm reading.
Yeah. It doesn't have last end.
And why sometimes he may have a show of lust, anger.
Yeah.
It should be considered like a benediction.
Yeah.
Yes, because even if the Lord looks like is manifesting a lusty attraction or sometimes maybe angry with some devotee or the demons, it's always for the benefit of others. It's not because of his is out of control. He does that to benefit others. Like demons, when the Lord becomes angry and kills them, they are benefited.
那么这个主啊，他虽然说他有的时候他展现出来的是这个愤怒，但是比如说他对这个恶魔展现出来的这种愤怒，但实际上呢，这个最终他所展现的都是对他所展示的这个愤怒的对象的一种利益祝福。
It's like sometimes a mother or father may show anger for a child's mistake, but it's not uncontrolled anger. It's just anger to show the child that what he has done is not correct, as to rectify, to show the child is for a good.
有时候这个家长呢就会对这个淘气的孩子展现出愤怒，但是这种愤怒呢，它并不是一种失控的愤怒，它而是通过这种愤怒呢，要让孩子知道他这个做的这个事儿呢是错的，是需要更正的。
And sometimes, like Krishna Rasa dance or dealing with the gopis, it seems that Krishna is victimized by lust, but actually there is no lust. It looks like that, but actually there's no lusty desires between the gopis and Krishna. The gopis just want to serve Krishna, and Krishna wants to reciprocate to their service. That's all. There is no lusty attraction.
那你比如说在这个 Krishna 和 Gopi 姑娘们所进行的这个 Rasa 之舞的这个状态下，有的时候可能好像我们看起来就是 Krishna 他跌进了色欲的这个陷阱，但其实并不是这样的。 Gopi 和 Krishna 他们之间是没有任何色欲可言的，而是 Krishna 他是为了要去回应 这个 Gopi 们对他的这个爱的爱的付出。
And Srila Prabhupada explains by reading, by enjoying these pastimes between Krishna and the gopis, our lust will disappear and will develop real love.
而且 Srila Prabhupada 他也解释了，就是当我们去阅读这些逍遥时光的时候，如何能够清除掉我们的这个色欲。那我们的这些色欲呢，就是因为读了这些故事而消失了。
So by the more we hear or talk about these dealings between the Lord and his devotees, it only dissipates our lust, our greed, our material attraction.
所以说呢，通过阅读 Krishna 和他的奉献者之间的这些活动和逍遥呢，就能够使我们的这些色欲，还有我们的那些这些内心中的这些不洁，被慢慢的驱散。
Because in their dealings, there are no selfish interests. It's always for the benefit of others. It's always based on pure love.
因为他们之间的这些互动呢，是没有任何自私自利的驱使的。他们的这些互动，只是为了纯粹的爱的展现。
It's very difficult sometimes for us to understand because in the material world, love is not so much present.
那么这个对于我们来说呢，很多时候是很难以去理解的，因为在这个物质世界，爱它并没有那么多的展示出来。
In all our loving transaction, there is always some taint of lust.
因为在我们的物质世界的这个爱的交流中呢，总是会有一些色欲在其中的。
So it's sometimes a little difficult to understand this loving interaction between Krishna and the gopis, for instance, who are very beautiful girls.
那么所以说呢，有的时候就让我们很难去理解 Krishna 和这些美丽的 gopi 姑娘们他们之间的这些爱的展示和交流了。
There's totally no lust attraction in this relationship.
但是在他们的这个关系之中呢，是完全没有色欲的。
Like in a sane relationship between a mother and a child, there is no lust, there is only love.
那比如说，类似的一种情感就是妈妈和孩子之间的这种情感，他们之间是没有任何的色欲可言的，只有爱。
Even if a child grows up to be a handsome man, there is no lust in the heart of the mother. It's a really a sane relationship.
那么这个，就即便是这个孩子他，长成了一个英俊的少年、英俊的男子，那么在妈妈的内心之中呢，他也不会有任何的色欲之情，因为他这个就是他爱的那个孩子。
In a normal relationship between mother and child, there is no lust.
所以说呢，在一个正常的妈妈和孩子之间的这个关系之中，他们是不可能有色欲的。
It's love.
因为那是爱。
Next question.
Yeah, the next question. Question is from So. 经典说，这个世界的众生被女子和性是否投生的女人，是否投生为女人，本来就是极大的罪恶呢？女人的各种欲望都远远的高于男性，男性的堕落也大都因为无法，控制住女性的这个诱惑和鼓动而导致的。那么对于女人来说，是否修行的挑战和难度也就更大呢？他说 ，My question is that according to the sastra that this the living entity of this world
最后一个问题了，我不知道变成
了。Being enticed and
对，这众生的女子被。
Somebody speaking.
Yeah, somebody speaking. 那个 Jayanti Mataji， 您那边的那个麦能不能稍微关一下？不好意思。
经典说，这个世界的众生被女子和性所诱惑或禁锢，是我投生为女人，本来都远远高于无法抗拒女子诱惑和鼓励而导致。
哎 ，Somebody speaking. Mataji， 能不能请这位关一下？
对，说完人麦，讨厌。你要回答这个。
maybe as a question.
Okay. The question is that, let me to paraphrase the question. She is asking that because there were lots of enticement and allurement in this world from the woman. So actually, it's more sinful to have a life to be born as a woman in this material world. And also, it is more hard, more austere for women's spiritual practice.
Not so much in Kali Yuga nowadays.
那其实在卡利年代其实并不是这样现在。
Because men are losing their masculine nature and becoming very feminine also.
因为呢就是这个男 So you mean the men's, sorry, could you say it again?
Are manifesting more feminine nature than masculine nature.
Okay, 因为在这个卡利年代投生的这些男子，他们所展现出来的这种本性，展现出更多的这种女性的特征，而不是男性的特征。
Yes, traditionally, to be born in a body of a woman was a result of worse karma than to be born in a male form.
那么传统上来说呢，就是以女性的身体投生的人呢，他其实他要有更深的这个业报的这个影响，比起男性来说。
And certainly there is more difficulties to have a feminine body.
而且呢，
It's more difficult to be in a woman's body.
Okay. 那然后呢，就是当他在这个女性的这个身体里面的时候呢，实际上是比在男性的身体里面要更加的困难的。
But for spiritual life, everybody has the same chance.
但是呢，作为这个灵性生活来说呢，作为灵修来说，所有的人都是有平等的机会的。
And because devotional service is based on service, menial service, that those in feminine body, they have more this tendency to offer service because it's part of the feminine build-up to offer service to others. So they have this benefit.
而且呢，做这个奉献服务，它其实是一种想要去为别人去从事一些非常卑微的这种服务的倾向。那么在女性身形里面的这个特征呢，就是她已经有了这个倾向，想要去为别人做服务了。所以从这一点来说呢，作为女性要有更多的这个这个优势。
And the fact is, we have much more women than men in our Krishna cult.
They closed my authority to give the broadcasting in YY. I don't know why. Let me see.
Okay, we stop here then.
No, hold on. Okay, now it's okay.
So can you translate?
对，现在又可以听见我说话了，是吧？那么刚才这个阿叔说，阿叔 ，could you say it again? Sorry.
Do you see that in our Krishna consciousness movement, there's more women than in most religious organizations? There are more women because there is easier for them to be in a position of servant.
Okay. 那么就是由于这个女性她更加的容易让自己处在一个仆人的这个位置之上。所以说呢，我们可以看到，在我们的团体里面，以及在其他的这些宗教团体里面呢，有更多的女性成员。
So they may have some physical or mental difficulties by being in that particular feminine body, but they have a great advantage in terms of attitude of service, which is very, very positive.
那么作为女性来说，无论是从我们的这个身体特征，还有从我们的这个心理特征上来说呢，可能有的地方都会比较脆弱一些，可能让生活变得更加的艰难一点。但是呢，就是由于有这种想要去服务的这种倾向，使得他有巨大的优势， 而这是一个非常重要的优势。
Service eventually is that what can save everyone.
那所以说呢，这个服务其实终极来说呢，它是可以拯救每一个人的。
Okay, next question.
The next question is from 秀秀马塔吉。看了众神之神的人问，那为啥希瓦是众神之神而不是 Krishna 呢？ Okay, the devotee asked after watching the soap series of the Lord of the Lord, some people were asked why Lord Shiva is the Lord of the Lord, but not Krishna is the Lord of the Lord.
I don't understand very well the question.
Yeah. Well, I think that there was an Indian soap theory, which is said that Lord Shiva actually is the Supreme Lord. So people were asked why they said that Lord Shiva is the Supreme Lord, but not the Lord Krishna is the Supreme Lord.
Yeah, because Lord Shiva can be controlled, can become angry, can become disturbed, whereas Krishna, who is never disturbed, and we see in the purported story of Bhrigu Muni trying to check, to test the three personalities, Brahma, Vishnu, and Shiva. Lord Vishnu was the only one who was not at all disturbed.
那么因为就比如说这个主希瓦呢，他是会展现他的愤怒的，而主威什么呢，他是不会展现他的愤怒的。那我们从今天的这个世界里面也可以看到Bhrigu Muni 他在去测试了主 Brahma 主 Shiva 和主威什么之后呢，只有主威什么一个人不会去展现他的。
And when we hear about the pastimes and the powers manifested by Lord Vishnu, we can see that Lord Vishnu is supreme, and Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva are meditating on Lord Krishna. Lord Vishnu means that Lord Vishnu is supreme. Otherwise, why they would be meditating on him?
而且呢，就是当我们去阅读了关于主 Vishnu 的所有这些逍遥时光之后呢，我们也可以能够看到主 Vishnu 他就是至尊，而且呢，我们也可以看到主 Brahma 和主 Shiva 他们是在观想着、冥想着主 Vishnu 的。如果那这也能证明主 Vishnu 是至尊，否则的话他们就不会去冥想他了。
Okay, next question.
The next question is from Lalita Mataji. 顶拜敬爱的阿叔的莲花族，请问启迪的目的和重要性是什么？启迪必须要具备什么资格？启迪需要的程序是什么？感恩您。Please accept my very humble obeisances to your lotus feet. My question is that the purpose and the importance for the initiation, and also how to be qualified to get the initiation, and also what is the process for applying for the initiation. Thank you very much.
Initiation means to serious commitment to engage in devotional service.
那么这个启迪呢，也就意味着一系列的对要更好的去从事奉献服务的承诺。
Means that we accept the spiritual guide, the spiritual master, that is the way to understand Krishna, the way to serve Krishna, the way to please Krishna, and we begin our process of surrender to the spiritual master by following his guidance.
我们接受了一位灵性导师的指导，那我们通过这个去知，从而知 Krishna 怎么去这个遵循 Krishna 的教导。
So in order to be initiated, we can ask the devotees who are initiated, senior devotees in our area, what we have to do.
那么为了要让自己得到启迪呢，你就必须要去遵循这一系列的这个程序。那么您可以去询问您周围的已经被启迪的奉献者都需要做什么。
Okay, we stop here.
Actually, there were lots of questions.
Lots.
I have several.
Okay.
One, two, let me see. 苏明阿姐还有多少问题啊？还有一二三四 那我给下面一个问题呢，是这个丁达塔瑞尼玛的几个问题，请问阿叔是否可以理解绝对者有时展示的和愤怒是对奉献者对 Krishna 的爱的一种回应？阿叔 ，Is that okay for me to understand that the anger showed by the Supreme actually is a reciprocation from the Lord to devotee?
Yes, yes, or to chastise the demon that he wants to help.
是的，比如说他如果是要去这个要是斥责、指责，就是这个惩罚恶魔的话，他其实也是为了帮这个恶魔。
Because the demons are also devotees of Krishna, they are just too much in ignorance. They forget.
因为这个恶魔呢，他其实也是主的奉献者，但只不过呢，就是他太愚昧了，他把这事儿给忘了。
So when Krishna becomes angry, it's always for the benefit of others.
那么所以说，当 Krishna 他愤怒了以后呢，其实别的人也是能够从中获益的。
Okay, next question.
Yeah, next question is from Sumukhi Radha Mataji. 可是现在的女人都是标榜自己成为女王啊。都是要把男人踩在脚下来伺候自己的女人们，这是卡利年代的堕落所致吧？很多人只是穿着女人的皮肤而已，内在是纯爷们。But when this is comments from her, she said that in today there are lots of macho women. They actually showing that they are the king, they are the queen. So they just want to get the service from their men to.Let their men to surrender to them. Is this because of the influence of the Kali Yuga? And many of the women actually only covered by the skin of the women. However, inside of them, just really the, you know, very macho-ly men.
Yes, it is true. It is true. The tendency of the women after, because historical women have been somehow exploited, and women want to take the role of the man. This is becoming more prominent in our materialistic society, even in our society of devotees.
确实是这样的，就是因为在过去女子被这个剥削了之后呢，现在就变成了她们希望能够翻身做主人，能够让自己处在一个更加的明显的一个这个控制的这个地位，她希望能够去控制男人。那么这个是在这个物质社会是所展现出来的现象，在我们的这个奉献者的社团里面呢，其实也会有这样的现象。
But that's not proper.
但这个并不是恰当的。
We should not be in control of anyone.
那所以我们不应该有这种想要去控制任何人的想法。
Krishna is the supreme controller and we are all his servants.
那么 Krishna 他是至尊的控制者，而我们只不过是个仆人而已。
Either in the form of a man or servant.
那如果不论我们是在男人的身形下，还是在女人的这个身形下，我们都是 Krishna 的仆人。
Next question.
The next one is 在路上，顶拜阿叔的莲花族，请问博就是九师节众生的黑夜，正是自律者的清醒的时刻，众生醒来的时刻便是内行者的圣者的黑夜，不大理解，请您给解释一下。Basically, this question asks you to give explanation about the verse of chapter 2, 69 from Bhagavad Gita.
Chapter
2
what?
Chapter 2, verse number 69.
69, wait 1 second. Means if you are engaged in devotional service, then material engagements are like night. Means we don't care for that. So because we are engaged in devotional service, this material activities are like night. Means we sleep. We don't care for we are not active. So we are not active when in material activities because we are active in devotional service.
Okay. 那这个意思是什么呢？就是当我们在从事奉献服务了以后呢，那么这些从事物质活动的这个时间就好像是黑夜一样，也就是说是那个我们不太在乎的时间，因为在黑夜的时候我们是在睡觉，所以说呢对睡觉的时候所从事的活动就不那么在意了。
Materialistic have no interest in spiritual activities. For them, it's like night. They are inactive in spiritual activities, but they are very active in material activities. But for a devotee, this is like night, means when they are not active in material activities and they are only engaged in devotional service.
但是作为这个物质主义者呢，他们对于这个灵性的活动是完全没有任何的兴趣的，所以说这个从事灵性活动对于他们来讲就好像是黑夜一样，所以呢他是处在一个不为就是不动的一种状态。但是呢这个奉献者却是另外一种状态，就是在他从事物质活动的时候是黑夜，而是在这个从事灵性活动的时候呢就是另外一个状态。
Okay, last question.
That's it. That's the last one.
Okay.Okay, thank you everybody for your questions.
非常感谢大家的问题。
Thank you everybody for listening, even though it was some trouble in the middle.
非常感谢大家的这个专注的聆听，虽然在这个听的过程中呢有一些问题。
So we hope next time we can do better.
那我们也祈祷着下一次能够解决这些问题，能够做得更好。
Jai Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. And a special thank you to Dhanagiri Mataji who pulled out and he could do something very, very useful without even the help of a middle person.
Thank you, Ashu.阿叔说特别的感谢Dhanagiri 能突然之间的能够这个想出一个方法，然后在没有这个主播的这个情况下也能够让大家听到这节课。
Jai Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai Nitai Gaura Premanande Hari 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 Go
Hari 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 Go 阿叔 Ki Jai 外昆塔之音服务原因聆听。那我们今天的这个早课呢就到此结束了，非常非常感谢阿叔 Krishna Dev Prabhu 为我们的这个精彩讲述，然后也非常的这个感谢 Sumukhi Radha Mataji 这么有耐心的帮忙解决所有的这些问题，然后我在这儿深深的和大家道歉，确实是由于我的这个电脑不太乖的这个原因导致了今天让这个早课耽误了这么长时间，实在是抱歉。我再仔细的想一下怎么解决这个问题。Hare Krishna， 祝大家在 Krishna 知觉之中度过一个非常美妙的周日。Hare Krishna。